With over 25 years of experience, she's the author of the new book that we've been discussing, Deviced, Balancing Life and Technology in a Digital World. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RUWithSonali.
You are listening to KBOO Portland here on 90.7. The time is 6 o'clock. Up next is Rose City Native Radio.
Join KBOO by December 31st and receive free gifts and prizes from the Give Guide. Just click the donate banner on the KBOO app to keep community radio strong and vibrant in Portland and beyond.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the SJAC Holiday Fundraiser and Open Hours Launch Party on Sunday, December 29th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Social Justice Action Center in Portland. The Social Justice Action Center provides community space, access to a commercial kitchen, and now new open hours. The launch party will provide information about new programs, opportunities to volunteer, and more. Again, that's the SJAC Holiday Fundraiser and Open Hours Launch Party on Sunday, December 29th at the Social Justice Action Center, 400 Southeast 12th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. My name is DJ Yellowhorse here. You know what? It has been an interesting day today. It is December 26th, and you know what? It's really, really, really tiring. It's just one of those times, you know? Oh my goodness. It's been, you know, a lot of family, a lot of commitments, and so happy to be back in the studio. Got a lot for you today. It's just going to be me, and you know, I have a lot on my mind. I've been gone for like 2 weeks. I moved. A lot of things had happened in my own life, and thankfully Jack let me take a couple weeks off so I can recuperate, and I think I'm almost 100%. I'm almost there, and I'm really happy to be back. We are going to have music, poetry, and more. A lot of, you know, Christmas stuff going to be happening as well. So stay tuned. I hope you have fun. I'm going to have fun. I can't wait to show you everything. And, you know, we'll get right into it. Keep on listening.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell us Nindin first then?
And that was We Wish You a Merry Christmas in Navajo or Diné. You know, I'm going to get this out of my system because I don't get to listen to all these wonderful Christmas songs in indigenous languages. And you know, up next, let's listen to Joy to the World, also in Diné.
Sleet ne be ka Jesus deshe yeshe ta no ko tan ne heche be pata hot a be pata hot a ni heche hey be pata hot a Ojona haslit ne pika, kad e ne hajosma, ata huiz ako pehojone, pehojona hasli, pehojona hasli, pehojo behojona hasli. Ojona haslit ne pika, Jesus deshe yeshe, ta anotsko tane heche, bie pata hota, bie pata hota, neheche hei bie pata hota. Ojona haslit ne pika, kad e ne hajosba, hata huiz ako pehojone, pehojona hasli, pehojona hasli, pehojo pehojona hasli.
And that was Ramila Cody with Joy to the World in Navajo. Earlier, you know, I forgot to say, that was the Fruitland Choir that sang We wish you a Merry Christmas. Apologies on not letting you know sooner. Up next, let's listen to O Come All Ye Faithful. And this is by Jana Monahone.
Wow.
And that was Silent Night, also by Jana Mashoni. I'm sorry, I also, you know, something's up with me today. I can't seem to read everything properly. Again, Jana Mashoni, that was Silent Night, sung in Arapaho. Before that, we're listening to her sing Winter Wonderland, It Came Upon a Midnight. What is that? It Came Upon a Midnight Clear? Yes. In Oneida. And then before that, we started out with Oh Come All Ye Faithful. And that was sang in Kalispell Salish. Let's continue this weird holiday trend. Even though the holiday has passed, that's totally fine. Let's hear. This is going to be Buffy St. Marie with Little Wheel Spin and Spin.
Jesus capenga te goya. We atapwe kigipi majikuna iwi kwata kisama goya. Mustu soga meko kanita wiki masku siya kauni pewine na wagesa awaga biko hiwi Jesus Jesus mantu.
That was O Holy Night, sung in Cree by Fallon. Up next, let's listen to some more wonderful music. This is going to be Jingle Bells. And this is also spoke in, well, not also, but this is spoke in Woodland Cree. And this is by Laura Burnoff.
Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the teepee, not a creature was stirring, nothing crawly, nothing creepy. The moccasins were hung from the lodge poles with care, in hopes that old Red Shirt soon would be there. The kids were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of choke cherries danced in their heads. And I in my Pendleton, and Ma in her skins, had just cuddled up cozy against cold winter winds, when out in the camp rose a noise so humongous, I thought a wildcat had sneaked in among us. Up I jumped and ran through the clutter, threw back the flap and made the lodge shudder. The moon and the stars in the night sky were blinking, like the headlight that shines on my 69 Lincoln. When what to my wondering eyes did show but an old wooden sleigh and 8 buffalo. With a plump little driver who was so well fed, I thought for a minute it was flying fry bread. Like thundering clouds, these mammoths, they came, and he whistled and shouted, called them by name. Now Harjo, now Redbow, now Chino and Soodle, on Tall Chief, on Jim Boy, on White Cloud and Serpahoodle. To the top of the trees, to the top of the bushes, he yelled, haul your fur and move your tushes. Like pine cones caught and tossed by a whirlwind and suspended in air by the magic of medicine, up to the lodge top, the bison, they flew with a sleigh full of commodities and the old Indian too. Then in a moment they froze there in space and I felt all the color drain from my face. I turned back inside just as quick as wink as down the smoke hole old Redshirt did sink. He was dressed in red buckskins from his head to his foot. With beadwork and fringe, he really looked good. A medicine bundle he had by his side, on his back a large bag made of buffalo hide. A headdress he wore as tall as a crown, made of white turkey feathers, all tipped in brown. His skin was as wrinkled as sun-baked earth, but none of these things told of his worth. He spoke not a word, but used sign language instead, and filled all the moccasin with toys and fry bread. And then, like smoke rising into the night, he gave me a wink and took to his flight. Up through the smoke hole, into the sleigh, awaken his team with a hearty hokahay. I heard him exclaim as they thundered out of sight, Merry Christmas to all my relations, and to all a good night.
That was Harlan Macasoto and the rendition of Native American Night Before Christmas. You are listening to Rose City Native Radio. I am still DJ Yellow Horse. Thank you so much for sticking with me and listening to all these wonderful tunes. Right now, you know, I just want to talk a little bit about what's going on recently. Last week, the governor of Hawaii had declared that the TMT or the 30 meter telescope was not to be completed at this time and that it is suspended. And, you know, I'm not quite sure how we feel about that at the moment, only because the deadline was set for this coming week and nothing has really been done. Others are saying that this is just a tactic to make the project seem less scary and that it's probably not going to happen, but we never know because everything is still standing where it's at. That is from a report coming today that everything's still there. So we'll see how that continues. It's been about 5 months that the protesters have been there in Mauna Kea and, according to the governor, have cost the state $15 million in protection and fees. So I don't know where that number came from, but, you know, none of it really was necessary with all the force that has been integrated into the site against everyone just trying to protect their home and their livelihood and their way of being. And again, the report that showed that this telescope is a good, viable position to be in Hawaii had also shown that it is a good, viable position somewhere else. So with that, another, well, more uplifting news is the Little Shell Tribe has been granted federal recognition. And with that comes a lot of quote-unquote benefits given by the United States of America to this tribe. But it is a great step that they are federally recognized. And this came, I believe, earlier this week on the 21st, and that a part of the defense bill that the Senate had passed, that the Little Shell people and their 5,400 members, mostly around Montana, are now officially recognized. This gives them the ability to have a better voice with America, and some benefits that come along with it. They're really doing a lot, and I'm so happy about that. And you know, it's just a great thing for them for that to happen. I'm happy. It's a wonderful giving time this year right now, but there's still a lot happening out there that continually is detrimental to us. And you know, just because it's the holiday doesn't mean none of this is happening. Just remember, you know, give your support any way you can to those who are fighting for the right to live the way they are, or even for just basic rights. Because, you know, there's also another report that came out there that said that 58 out of 1,000 Native Americans do not have running clean water at their home, whereas that is in comparison to 3 in 1,000 people who are white do not have clean or running water. And that was by a report from, I believe, what was their name? CloseTheGap.org. It's supposed to be an independent study that was conducted by them. And you know, you have a lot right now. Be thankful for that, because many of us who don't get the ability to live within this metropolitan area that I am currently at, we have a lot more access to a lot of services that many of our brothers and sisters out there do not. And if they do, it is, what is that phrase? Few and far between. Because things that we don't necessarily have to imagine, such as having to drive over 50 miles one way just to receive basic medical care, that we don't have to imagine a life without internet, without electricity, without running water, without clean water. We don't have to imagine the what we would call terrible potted holes here in the city. Yet that would be almost a godsend to even have paved roads out there. And then imagine that there are those that will willingly say to your face, go back to your own country. Even though your ancestors have been here for far longer than any of those other people that are out there that are willing to say such despicable and terrible things to you. And just be grateful that you have what you have. I'm wholeheartedly 100% grateful for my family and for being able to live the way I'm at and where I'm at and being here with you all listening to me rant almost every single time Jack is out of the studio, whether that is good or not. I enjoy it, and I hope I give some type of insight to how the view of, you know, just the Native American point of view, the indigenous point of view, how different we are yet share so many similarities, and those similarities are generally a lot of negatives. But you know, there is a great camaraderie and a great community, and we are thriving, and we are making our voice heard every single year, and it's just going to get louder until everyone as a whole listens to us for once and how we are in our way of life, and we will continue with that. And me being here is my little way of being able to help with that voice as well. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate every single one of you out there. Also, you know, I just thought, I don't know if we told you how to say Merry Christmas in Navajo. I don't know if you got it from any of the music that we had been listening to, but it's Yate Kishmish. So now, there you know how to say it. Yate Kishmish. Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being there. I appreciate it all. You know, it's an interesting time. We're going to go into a new decade, whether you think it's the 2020 or 2021. Either way, it's there. And we're going to continue being the wonderful indigenous folks we are. And I can't wait for what the future has for us and what we can do, because there's a lot to do. There is a lot to do. Let's continue the program with some more music. This is going to be something a little more upbeat. This is Santa Claus, I believe Santa Claus Comes to Town in Navajo, here on Rose City Native Radio.
My true love sent to me a northern crazy knee. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two cups of coffee and a northern crazy knee. On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three hand drums, two cups of coffee and a northern crazy knee. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern greasy knee. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me five golden leads, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern greasy knee. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six Indian tacos, five golden leads, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern greasy knee. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven wives a cooking, six Indian tacos, five golden leads, fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern creasy knee. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight braids of sweetgrass, seven wives of cooking, six Indian tacos, five golden leaves, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern creasy knee. On the ninth day of Christmas,
Christmas my true love sent to me. Nine ladies singing, eight braids of sweet grass, seven wines of cooking, six Indian tacos, five golden beads, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern greasy ghee. On the tenth day of Christmas my true love sent to me. Toy Indians, nine ladies singing, eight braids of sweet grass, seven wives of cooking, six Indian tacos, five golden leaves, four fries and gravy, three hand drums, two cups of coffee, and a northern free CD. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 11 blank tapes, 10 toy Indians, 9 ladies singing, 8 braids of sweet grass, 7 wives are cooking, 6 Indian tacos, 5 golden leaves, 4 fries and gravy, 3 hand drums, 2 cups of coffee, and a northern 3 CD. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drumsticks, 11 blank tapes, 10 toy Indians, 9 ladies singing, 8 braids of sweet grass, 7 wives are cooking, 6 Indian tacos, 5 golden leaves, 4 fries and gravy, 3 hand drums, 2 cups of coffee, and a northern Cree CD.
That was the Fruitland Gospel Choir with Little Drummer Boy. You have been listening to Rose City Native Radio. I'm going to replay a song because it is my absolute favorite. This is going to be Oh Holy Night, and that's by Phelan.